Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 5/15 through 5/28.
And we're back, folks. It looks like Jim from sales just got in from his client lunch, and he's got receipts.
His next meeting is in 2 minutes. The team is asking, can he get through his expenses in that time?
He's going for it. Is that his phone? He's snapping a pic. He's texting Rev.
Jim is fast, but this is unheard of.
That's it. He's done it. It's unbelievable.
On Ramp, expenses are faster than ever. Just submit them with a text. Switch your business to ramp.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
More than 2,000 families could potentially be caught up in this controversy over children's hip operations. And Padraig Rice, Social Democrats TD and spokesperson for health, joins us this morning. Padraig, your reaction to what is unfolding currently, please.
Yeah, it's quite concerning, but what we're seeing here, it seems like a large number of children have had surgeries. We're finding out now that up to 2,000 families have been affected.
Hold on, I have to correct you because we're going to be factual in this interview. That's the number of children who have had surgeries. We don't know anything about the number of children who have been affected by this controversy. That's the number who've had. They've all been sent letters. We don't know the number who have been affected.
Oh, absolutely. So I think we've been trying to get this information from government about the number of children who've had surgeries. And we've been kicking and they've been trying to get this information from them, kicking and screaming over the last number of weeks. I first raised this issue in the Dáil over 2 months ago about this audit. So what we've learned is that letters have gone out in the last number of weeks to over 2,000 families.
Mm-hmm. And that, to be clear for our listeners, because we're not going to scaremonger here either, that's the number of kids who have had these surgeries and are now going to be followed up. That is not in any way the number of kids who have been affected by an unnecessary surgery, because we don't have that number.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the number of families, as you say, who've had a surgery. And what we do know, though, is quite concerning from the leaked report, is that some of the surgeries are unnecessary. And what we're hearing from families, and I had families contact me directly to say that they had been recommended for surgery, they felt unsure about it, they got a second opinion, and they were told that the surgery wasn't necessary and they didn't go ahead with it. So there is real concerns, and I think families have been left in the dark here. And what we now need to see is the government get a control of the situation. We want them to publish the audit.
They are going to publish the audit, as far as we know. It's just not available till the end of next week.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we've been asking now for over 2 months is a timeline for that. So it's crucial that they move ahead with this and that they publish that audit and the families get answers to that question of are they affected by this or not. And
But is that not all in train to some extent, that we know the number of children who have been sent letters there, the number of children who have had the surgeries? We don't know the number, if any, but we're fearful that there may be some who have had unnecessary surgeries. But we know that the audit will be published next week, and that will sort of tell us where we stand. Is that not where we're at?
Yeah, absolutely. That's where we're currently at. But what we've had now is we've been really struggling to get this information from the government.
Nearly home. Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pros' number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're not just looking for a place to live. You're searching for the one. That's where Realtor.com comes in. Like any good matchmaker, they know exactly where to look. With over 500,000 new real listings straight from the pros every month, you could find your perfect match today. Ranch style with a pool, barn dominium with an in-law suite, Realtor.com's got them. Modern craftsman with a big yard and a treehouse out back, Realtor.com will have you saying, yep, that's the one. No more swiping. It's time to start finding. Download the Realtor.com app today, because you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pros number one most trusted app based on August 2024 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings, February 2024 through January 2025.
And we're back, folks. It looks like Jim from sales just got in from his client lunch and he's got receipts.
His next meeting is in 2 minutes. The team is asking, can he get through his expenses in that time?
He's going for it. Is that his phone? He's snapping a pic. He's texting Ram.
Jim is fast, but this is unheard of.
That's it. He's done it. It's unbelievable.
On Ramp, expenses are faster than ever. Just submit them with a text. Switch your business to ramp.com.
And it's welcome now that they finally released the information about the number of people who have been affected. But now what we need to do is move forward from here. We need to get that audit complete and families need to get answers. We need some accountability and we need transparency here. But there has been ongoing issues in CHI. There's much wider issues in CHI.
And I totally accept that, by the way. And there have been issues. And I suppose confidence was rocked by what happened in Temple Street with the spinal surgery and all of that. And I fully accept that. But is there not an element here that the opposition is engaged in a form of scaremongering, which actually does no favours to the families caught up in this? Because I have no doubt that those 2,000 families that got the letters that said, you know, your child is going to be now listed for routine follow-up because that is current best practice. It is very likely the vast majority of them will not have had unnecessary surgeries, but this figure is being put out there as if that is what's going to happen. And that is very frightening and worrying. And the opposition have a role to play here in not perhaps making this worse for people and frightening people unnecessarily.
It's absolutely not our intention to frighten people unnecessarily or to scaremonger. What we're trying to do is get answers for the families and the people who've been contacting us who want to know whether or not they have been affected by this. And that's what we're seeking to do. We wanted to know how many letters were sent.
Do you believe that that's different to what the government is seeking to do?
Well, we've been asking questions for months now and we haven't been getting answers and the government haven't been disclosing this information to us. We've been asking them for a timeline for the audit. We've been asking them
how
many letters.
Isn't it fair to say, and I'm not speaking in any way on behalf of the government, but isn't it fair to say that it would be irresponsible of the government to make any kind of, I suppose, recommendations or pronouncements about this in advance of the publishing of that audit, which is not the responsibility of the government, that's going on at a clinical level.
So what's clear is that they're actually implementing the recommendations of the audit already. So these letters going out to families was one of the recommendations of the audit.
That was.
So they're engaging.
Just factually again, that was an early recommendation. That's what the audit committee said. This is an early recommendation that we would follow up routine of all the children who had surgery up to skeletal maturity is the term, so up beyond the age of 16. So that is an early recommendation. They do not have the full report.
Yeah, but they have been engaging. These letters have been sent on foot of that early recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
So what we want to see them do now is, as we said, move ahead, publish the report and provide some answers to the parents who are genuinely worried. And there are families who are really worried, having received these letters, that their children may be affected and they need clarity and need answers.
Sure. And as far as we are aware, that is what is going to happen. Are you suggesting that those parents shouldn't have been sent those letters at this point?
No, absolutely not. But what I wanted was more information from the government. We wanted them to have a better handle of the situation. This leak
with
report
respect
has been,
to Corey, what better handle could they have if they haven't got the final report?
But they can't have been left completely in the dark on this. What we wanted them to get was a timeline for the publication of the report. They couldn't give us the answer to that. We asked them numerous times.
But we,
the
have,
was
that,
asked three
we
times.
Have that now.
Yeah, and we had to get that information kicking and screaming from the government. They have been slow to give us information on this. And what we want is transparency and accountability, and we want answers for the families who are contacting us about this issue. This is of serious concern to families.
I would agree with you fully on that point. Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Padraig Rice there, Social Democrats TD and spokesperson for health.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.